Now, it was announced this morning that Cork-based poet Molly Toomey will receive the 2023 Ireland Chair of Poetry Bursary. The bursary is awarded to a poet of promise and enables the recipient, that being Molly, to reside for a period of 4 weeks at the Tyrone Guthrie Centre. Ahead of her appearance at the West Cork Literary Festival tonight, Molly is on the line. Hello, Molly.
Hi, how's it going?
Congratulations.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I'm delighted. It's an honour to receive the bursary and to get to spend time in the Tyrone Guthrie Centre.
Yeah. Will you just explain for our listeners and to me what this means and why you got it?
So I suppose I was nominated by the trustees of the board and the chair of poetry in Ireland, which is Paul Muldoon at the moment, which is just really amazing. It's a real honour to be given it. And I suppose it's in recognition of the work that I've done as a poet so far. And it's a real kind of given me a sense of encouragement to keep going, to not give up anyway.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from Lismore in Waterford.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I was raised in Lismore, living in Cork City now. And I went to college in NUI Galway originally in 2014 to study arts with creative writing. And when I was there, I fell in love with poetry. And 2 years into my degree, unfortunately, I struggled a lot with my mental health. So I had an eating disorder and I came out and got treatment. And then I transferred into UCC. Where I continued on at my studies, and I went on and did a master's in creative writing, and then my first book came out not last May but the May before. It's called Raised Among Vultures.
And does poetry help you, I suppose, understand, cope with your mental health issues?
Yeah, I suppose originally that's probably why I was so drawn to it. I suppose I was quite kind of choked. I didn't really know how to express myself. I didn't have the words really, and I suppose I didn't have the words in an ordinary conversation. I didn't know how to ask for help. I didn't know how to describe what was going on for me. But then the page, it's easier. It's easier to kind of dig a bit deeper and to really think about stuff and let yourself be honest. And then eventually my relationship with poetry kind of evolved into me using it more as a craft, yeah. than a way to kind of purge all my feelings. But originally it was probably a kind of a way for me to kind of release a lot of emotions.
And I suppose you have to distill your words and your emotions with poetry, don't you? You have to.
get down to the nitty gritty. This is it. Yeah, it's a different kind of form to prose, all right. And it's a lot more. It suits my brain, I suppose, because it's kind of thinking about things and cutting them down and making them as specific as possible.
Yeah, that's it. It is. It's concentrated.
I really love it. I love the act of writing. I think it's brilliant.
That's fascinating because, if you are, as you did, suffer with a mental health issue, one would imagine that the distilling it and concentrating it is quite painful.
I mean, and sometimes I look back at the poems that I wrote during that time, and now maybe I can feel the kind of the sadness of it all, but at the time it was just a way to get things out, and I was probably a bit numb as well to what was actually going on. And now that I am in a better place in my life, I can feel things. My feelings are more accessible, maybe more so than I'd like. So I can experience it all.
And Molly, isn't that because you did get through it, and people get through it, don't they? That's an important message.
Yeah, that's the main thing, I mean, it's really hard, suffering with an eating disorder in particular. It feels really stressful and horrific for everyone involved, not only the person suffering, but those who it surrounds them and loves them and cares for them and wants them to be happy. It's really, and my heart goes out to anyone who is struggling today, because it's really such a horrific thing to be dealt with.
Have you read Ivana Lynch's book, The Opposite of Butterfly?
I have, yeah. I did indeed. Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it.
Yes. Yeah. It gives you a great understanding, doesn't it, of, well, you lived through it, so you didn't need that.
Yeah.
It's a detailed account. So tonight, yeah. West Cork Literary Festival. And you have a playlist, you know, are you like a rock band? Do you swim in a playlist?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, yeah, I do. I usually have a few poems that I like to read, you know, that are the ones that I return to. And then it does depend on the feeling of the night and how what I think the audience might react to, what I think they'd like to hear. So my what I read generally does change. It's not super fixed, but I do have those few kind of concrete poems that I return to, for, as you know, a sense of reassurance for myself as well.
Yeah, sort of greatest hits, I suppose. And I say that seriously. I'm not, you know, because that's, yeah. And then you read the room, and if they like a particular type of poem, you may yeah. have more of those in your
Yeah.
Now that we've spoken to you about you know, your eating disorder, and I'm looking at the poem you want to read, and it's fitting that you would read that first, because it there's a context for it now.
And
would you read that for us then, the drop off, and we'll finish up on that today? Yeah,
absolutely, thank you. So this poem is about my father driving me to the residential treatment centre. So it's called The Drop Off. Everything's a blur. You don't play Talking Heads, Bob Dylan, talk about work or your iffy stomach. You read the road as if it's encrypted, with what a father should say on a drive like this. Should I apologize for your missed appointments, unread emails? There is always someone who needs you more. Mostly, I'm sorry that I'm not as happy as you raised me to be. I want to ask the GPS the quickest route to end this silence. When we reach the centre, you pull up and go straight for the boot. This is what you know to do, to lift the heavy thing. Tell me to take your good umbrella. You drag my suitcase to the door, where the nurse stands with a notepad and clutches your arm. I'll come back soon, you say, but she smiles and says it's better if you don't.
Molly Toomey, thanks so much for that. And congratulations again on receiving the bursary, the Ireland Chair of Poetry Bursary. And good luck tonight at the West Cork Literary Festival. Thanks, Molly.
Thanks, William.
Mind yourself.
Thank you for having me.
Bye now.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.